اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Now, we will be, inshallah, practicing the first ayah to ayah 5 of Surah Al-Baqarah, okay? Now, let's listen to this ayat.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alif Lam Mim. Zalika al-kitab la rayba fih. Hudan lil-muttaqin. Alladhina yu'minuna bil-ghaybi wa yuqimuna as-salata wa mimma rzaqnahum yunfiqun. Walladhina yu'minuna bima unzila ilayka wa ma unzila min qablik wa bil-akhirati hum yuqinun. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
Okay, now let's go on to each ayahs, inshallah. Let's see what we have in these ayahs, okay? In the first ayah, as you see, it's written Alif, Lam, Mim, right? Three letters that they are called Huruf al-Muqatta'a. The 29 surahs of the Quran and Kareem start with these letters, okay? But what is the secret behind these letters? Yeah? Why are they this way, written this way? Just Alif, Lam, Mim. You got to read them as letters, okay? You can't say Alam. If you say Alam, it is a question. Alam, it means it's a question, okay? But what is the reason behind this Huruf al-Muqatta'a?
God knows.
God knows. Of course, God knows. But there are many ideas about this, okay, opinions about this Huruf al-Muqatta'a. But two of them I want to tell you, okay? Some say that these Huruf al-Muqatta'a are like secrets between Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah Almighty, okay? That only Allah Almighty and the Prophet knows them. And the Imams.
Will we ever know it?
We don't know them.
Ever?
Ever. It's a secret. Some say like this. But some say no. Some say no, it's not like that, okay? It is a miracle. Look, it means this way. Allah Almighty wants to tell you that, oh people, the Quran is made up of letters. Like this. Alif, Lam, Mim. See, how many letters do you see like this? Alphabet letters. The Quran is made up of these letters. If you think that the Quran is not a miracle, so, go on. Generate a Quran. Generate something like Quran from these letters. Nobody has ever been able to do this. Allah Almighty says in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah we'll study, فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَدْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ. Okay, Allah Almighty says, Bring just a surah, a piece of surah, okay? Like this Quran. You can do it. You can never do it. وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا. They will be never, never, ever be able to bring a surah, a single surah, or a single ayah like this.
From which point?
Huh? In terms of it being miracle, like it has teachings, lessons that it has. Literature, in terms of literature, in terms of fluency, in terms of a lot of things, okay? So nobody can bring Quran like this. I mean, surahs like this, sentences like this, all right? So one, the important point, it's better, I think, okay? It's better, this opinion is better, okay? That Quran is a miracle made up of these kind of letters. If you can bring anything like this, so bring it. So it proves that the Quran Karim is a miracle, all right? So, Alif Lam Mim, actually we have two mad here. Let's talk about the Tajweed rules here now. That Alif Lam Mim, we have two mad. One on the top of Lam, one on the top of Mim. In Tajweed rules, we learn that these two mads, okay, or whatever letters we have, the 29 surahs that start with Huruf al-Muqatta'ah, the mad are, what type of mad? Mads are? Madul Lazim. You got to stretch it for five up to six. Five or six, yes? So, now let's stretch. Ready?
Yes.
Hussein Ruhullah, recite this ayah and apply the rule of mad. Madul Lazim. A'udhu billah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أحسن. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ما شاء الله
ألف لام ميم
Superb. أحسن ما شاء الله Perfect. There is one more تجويد rule in this ayah. If you can say this. ألف لام ميم. There is an idgham. A ghunna sound. Right? Two counts.
Lam.
No. Alif Lam. Lam. When you say Lam, it ends with a meme sound. Yes. Then the next letter starts with meme. Meme. Alif Lam. Meme. Two counts. You gotta produce a ghunna sound. Nasal sound. Alif Lam. Meme. All right. This is important. Yeah, it is idgham mithlay. Idgham mithlay. Okay. So, the next ayah is very important. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ ذَلِكَ, the word ذَلِكَ is used to point for a far place in Arabic. Like we say, that is a book. Or that book. That book, it means that I don't have access to it. I can't touch it. Okay? But can you touch the Quran now? You have the Quran in front of you.
This is.
So we gotta say this is, like in Arabic we have to say هذا القرآن هذا الكتاب, okay? But Allah Almighty says ذلك الكتاب. What is the reason? The reason is that there are many points again here. Okay, one point is this, that the real Quran, the real scripture, okay, the real one is with Allah Almighty in the heavens, so we don't have access to that. But this is that one, okay? But the real one, I mean, okay. But some others say that this Quran is that much great, okay, for great things, okay? For example, if you want to show the greatness of something in Arabic sometimes, okay, you do not point it to the near, with near pronoun, okay? Like, هذا, you say ذلك, you point it with a near, a far pronoun, okay? A pronoun that shows a far place, used for a far place. So it shows the greatness of Quran Karim. This is also a point, okay, here.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. ذلك. The Tajweed point here. ذلك. What is the Tajweed point here?
مد التبيئ.
Yeah. It's natural mad. ذلك for two counts. ذلك. Don't say ذلك. We have a tiny or a baby alif, which is called the dagger alif, yes? Do you see that? So don't think that this is a small alif, so we don't have to stretch the sound for two counts, for one count. No, for two counts, you got to stretch, okay? Thalika. And the next important point here is the pronunciation of the letter.
Thalika.
All right, Fawad? Thalika. You got to pronounce it correctly. Thalika, not Zalika. Zalika has another meaning. Might be, it might not exist even in Arabic. Zalika with Z, okay? Thalika we have. So, ذلك الكتاب كتاب again we have كتاب لا ريب فيه ريب ريب what مد
لين
مد اللين alright مد اللين لا ريب فيه مد التابعي لا ريب فيه فيه natural مد but when you stop you change it to
ح
no no فيه it is yeah how you will be you will change it to ساكن
عارض للسكون
Yeah, مد العارض للسكون. Okay, it means you got to change this natural mad to a longer mad because of making a pause here. So how do you say? ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. Longer mad, yes? For four counts, five counts, six counts. It's up to you. But the point is here. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. Allah Almighty says that is the book. There is no doubt in it. There is no doubt in it. Allah just says, okay, claims that there is no doubt in it. And this claim is true, okay? This is true. There is no doubt in it. It means that if you read this book, you will never doubt in it. Because everything in the Quran is a word of guidance. Everything in the Quran is a word that brings you, that enlightens your life, actually, okay? Or there is nothing wrong in it. If you believe, and then you will go to the right path. Okay, there is no doubt in it. All right? You see nowadays that the writers, whenever they want to write books, okay? Whenever they want to write books, in the very first page, okay, of their books, okay, they will write that if there is any misspelling, if there is any mistake, so we want the readers to let us know so that we could fix them in the next versions. Do they say this way or no? Of course they say. But Allah Almighty says that there is no doubt. From the beginning of the Quran up to the end, if you go, you will never find a mistake in the Quran. This is the miracle of the Quran, isn't it? Yes.
Yes.
So, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه that we, once I think we explained, Ali Nasir, yes? That these six dots, three dots, they are called وقف المعانقة. Okay, معانقة. معانقة means that, like, they are holding each other, hugging each other, for example, but like putting your neck, okay, your head on the shoulder of the other ones, okay? This is called mu'anaqa in Arabic, but it means that they are always with one another, okay? These six dots, three here, three there, okay? These two, three dots, okay? They are always next to one another.
Yes.
It means they're always like friends, okay? The head of the other one is on the shoulder of the other one, okay? Like this. They're friends. So, we said that either you have to make a pause at the first one or
second
one. At the second one. You cannot make two pauses at the first one and also at the second one. This is wrong. Either you have to make a pause at the first one. If you skip the first one, you gotta make a pause at the second one. You cannot skip both of them, all right? If you made a pause at the first one, you don't have to make a pause at the second one. All right? So now Fawad will recite this ayah, and he will not make two pauses. He will make one pause, either la raib or on the word fi. So let's recite. Yeah, the whole ayah. ذلك الكتاب.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين.
أحسن. Thank you so much. That was nice. There was a little mistake, which was in fi. He didn't stretch the sound because he stopped there, yes, but he didn't. Okay, so thank you so much. That was about this ayah. Inshallah, we'll be back, okay? Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
Let's recite the Quran. a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه